And as we allow those beautiful and true words to take us into this time of quiet, of meditation, of unfoldment, we do know this truth, that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We are in this place. And so I invite us now to become comfortable in body and mind, to just relax our body, to just sit comfortably in our seat without being particularly aware of it, and to still our mind, always bringing our mind to this one present, this one now moment, where we truly experience the movement of spirit. And so I invite us with our mind's eye to take a journey. To take a journey to that core, that beautiful place inside of us. That place deep within us where we're most aware of who we are. That inner church, that inner sanctuary. And as if to see us just descending a staircase. Just slowly moving deeper and deeper and deeper. And as we descend more and more, we realize that it isn't a dark place, it's filled with light and warmth. And the closer we get, the more warmth we feel. It's as if we can feel and taste and see what love looks like. This beautiful church inside of us. This church that beckons us to sit, to open our hearts and minds and be filled, whether it's the answer to a question we have or the need to feel unconditional love and acceptance, but to just sit and be filled. And so for the next few moments in this beautiful, sacred, silver silence that we find inside of us, we wait in the silence. And so as we now prepare to ascend to this outer sanctuary, we do so bringing with us what gift we've received, an answer or a feeling, a gift that we can manifest and express out into the world, knowing that this is the place we always go to remember the truth of who we are and to bring forth that beauty, that truth, expressing in and through us. So we do give thanks for this beautiful connection we have, for the knowledge of who we are, to whom we belong. We give thanks for the knowledge that we are one with each other and one with God. And we do pray this with grateful hearts in the beautiful consciousness of the one who figured it out. The one who said, I am the light of the world and you are the light of the world. Jesus Christ, who told us never to hide that light, but to put it on the table so it can bring light to all the room. As we pray in the consciousness of Jesus Christ, and in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.